To a demonstration that just happened recently against Clear Channel. Now we're in downtown Pittsburgh at the Federal Building. And Dave, I have another big question for you. What is the FCC?
The FCC is the Federal Communications Commission. And they were actually... Hello.
She wants to, yeah. I wanted to make sure I had the year right. It was
okay.
1934.
Okay, what happened in 1934?
So in 1934, the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, was formed to protect the public resource, the airwaves, and the media. And basically, what has happened in the last 20 years is steadily the regulation of this resource. It was to protect a public resource from monopolies and duopolies has steadily eroded, and today is a landmark decision on the part of the FCC, which basically signals the end of their credibility. They have given away the airwaves, they have deregulated to such an extent so that, for example, in this city, we can now end up with two duopolies. A newspaper can now own a TV station in a major market, and what was once a restriction on ownership of national networks for the number of stations they can own for 35% has now creeped up to 45%. So it's very, very likely that someone like Murdoch, who already owns a number of newspapers and who already owns Fox, can quite conceivably control 45% of the market in this country. And that's a frightening thought.
Now, what is a duopoly? Is that like doo-wop?
Right. A classic example of duopoly is the one here in New York.
Let's go.
Let's try this again. A classic example of a duopoly is in this city where you have the WB. Oh, now I forgot the call letters.
Go ahead. Just tell us what a duopoly. I'm interested in the word.
Right. In this city, one company owns two stations, the UPN network, the UPN station, and the WB station. The UPN station is WPGH. I forget what the call letters are for the other one. Now, with the new restrictions, there could be two duopolies. In other words, one company can own both the WB. You can have one company that owns both the WB and the UPN station, and then you can have another company that owns two networks still. So duopolies are sort of a clear case in point of what happens when media... I'm not being very articulate right now.
It's fine.
Duopolies are the paradigmatic case of what happens when media deregulations take place. So, ostensibly, in a city as big as Pittsburgh, you could have three companies controlling all the TV stations, and those same companies could also own the newspapers.
Now, this is obviously why you even have an FCC except to chase around pirate radio station people with a 1-watt FM transmitter. I mean, in terms of looking into the future, I mean, how could we turn this around? It's unbelievable that they would deregulate it so that one company could own everything. So what is the hope of turning this around, even though it might take a long time?
Well, I have two answers to that. The first hope, and this is more of a positive looking, and that one thing we've seen over the course of the past four or five months, indeed the last 2 years, has been the growing popularity of indie media, of independent media stations. And we're talking about not only your own station, but the indie media collectives around the country, and the increased use of alternative media sources like Common Dreams, like Truthout, and so on. So the one positive thing to emerge from this is, of course, people are recognizing that the corporate media is indeed biased, as limited in its capability to report fairly and accurately on the news. And this will only, as a result of this decision and the increased public awareness of what it means, I believe that more people will be turning to the alternative media. And in some sense, it might be signal the death toll for anyone's reliance on the corporate media.
They say now, and this is why the government's moving in on it, that twice as many people listen to web radio station as regular radio stations. So I guess what Jella Biafra has said is that we just roll our own, that we become the media.
That's right. That's exactly. It's another phrase for that, and that's dual power institutions. If the FCC is going to give away the media, we're going to take it back and form our own institutions. And so that's a one positive thing that, to some extent, it what could be called a silver lining to come out of this. The other hope, of course, is that the outpouring of dissent against this decision will result in the Congress rescinding the FCC decision, and they have the power to do so. And a number of groups are, of course, lobbying and trying to move forward.
Including right-wing people that like their little fundamentalist stations down south.
Yes, exactly. I mean, this is, you've seen a strange thing emerge in which you have progressives on the one hand and then the NRA members on the other, both arguing for the same thing. Sort of a new twist. The enemy of my enemy is also my enemy. But never mind that. So.
Well, it is the era of creating your own, whether it be a website or internet radio, or now even people are starting their own TV stations and even illegal, I guess we shouldn't say illegal, but pirated free radios and free TV stations. So today is the day they made a decision to deregulate it. Is there anything, decisions coming up in the future, or is this it?
With respect to the FCC? Not that I know of. I mean, it would be today's decision, just to be clear, involved four main points. The first was it eased the restrictions that had been in place on the number of stations a national network could own, that could be part of a national network. It also eased the number of restrictions that existed in the local in local markets. It allowed for cross-ownership with radio and TV, and it allowed for cross-ownership with newspapers and TV. So, in short, all these four deregulation, these four points to deregulation allow for greater consolidation in the media. And just as we saw with the deregulation in 1996 with Clear Channel, so all the six companies that now own most of the major media, and we're talking here about Viacom and General. Let me say this again. There are six companies which own most of the major media, and we're talking about newspapers, radio, and television combined. And these are, of course, News Corporation, which is Murdoch, Viacom, which owns CBS, General Electric, which owns NBC, Disney, which owns ABC, Gannett, which owns USA Today, Tribune Company, which owns The Times, and AOL Time Warner, which basically owns everything else. So these six power companies have been lobbying, of course, for the deregulation so that now they can buy more stations and increase their profits at the expense of local communities and local democracy.
We have come through just a horrendous war, and I think this is unprecedented that people would come out against the FCC and against Clear Channel. This has never been seen before, and I'm excited to be here today. So thank you very much. That's what we need. We need information about this to get this out, and I appreciate your time. And the last interview we did with you, you now have fans in Santa Barbara. So it was on radio. I uploaded the audio clip to Radio for All, and people in Santa Barbara wrote me and said that they liked our clip because it was informative and zany. Thank you, David.
So one other thing I wanted to add.
Okay.
That's sort of just to connect the dots here. I don't think we should be too surprised by the FCC decision, deregulation decision with the media, because this is really just part of a larger agenda on the part of the Bush administration and indeed the conservative and neoliberals who have been for the last 10 years pushing for massive deregulation and free trade for all public resources. And whether you're talking about water privatization, such as the water wars that took place in Bolivia and that will soon be taking place in Iraq, or you're talking about the free trade agreement like FTAA, which is about to be discussed in the Miami ministerial, this government And the corporations that back it want to deregulate everything, and this is at the expense of individual human freedoms and our right to public resources of all sorts.
Yeah, I think this is quite amazing. This sort of snuck up on us. But again, this is Vincent Irene for Blessed Furnace Radio, and we're at the Federal Building with Mr. Dave. Thank you.
Thank you.